Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. Give me one second here. I'm going to do something. Got a very special guest here for you. It is Serena Heckathorn. Full disclosure, Serena Heckathorn is my health insurance agent. She is wonderful. She is terrific. And she is also a client for Dimitri 2020 LLC and also a advertiser here. So full disclosure. So Serena Heckathorn, thanks so much for joining us. We just got a problem here with our Facebook thing. Wouldn't you know, you got all dressed up for the Facebook thing, and now I can't get you on Facebook. This is just awful. I'm so sorry. How
oh,
you doing?
Oh, man, my debut, and I don't even get to be seen.
I just screwed this thing up. This is unbelievable. Hold on. So why are you here? Why are you here?
Well, I just wanted to let all the listeners know, if you know anybody or if you're one of those people, the end of Medicare annual enrollment period is coming up on Sunday, December 7th. And we do have a local office here in St. Clairsville. And if you need help, if you need to look at your current policy, the 7th is the deadline to make any changes.
Why do they need to do this?
It's important, of course, because you want to make sure you have the right policy and the right coverage for 2026.
Wouldn't be the same as last year?
No. So why there's not a lot of changes going on with, you know, Medicare changes and the health insurance company changes their policies or tweaks them a little bit every year. So try to get the best policy that you can get for 2026.
So what are the big changes this year?
There's some companies that, canceled their current plans. They have other plans, but you want to get re-enrolled in the right one, that, or they're going to enroll you in the next tier up from that, if you want to call it a tier. They can't downgrade your plan, but they can upgrade your plan. So, you know, just come in and have it checked out. The other change is, a little bit about Medicare Part B. It has increased. So everybody that has A and B, which everybody should, unless you're still working.
A plan, B plan.
No, original Medicare, Part A, Part B.
Okay.
Your red, white, and blue card. So the Part B, there's a premium for that. And last year it was $256. This year is going to go to, it's an increase in $26. So do the math, $283.
Mm-hmm.
$287, whatever it is. But, yeah, so that's an increase. The deductible's going up a bit as well. So we'll have that. Not much, just a few. You know what? Actually, that was the deductible, not the premium.
Oh, really?
But the deductible went up a little bit. Premium's going up a little bit as well. So,
And then with Health Marks, again, full disclosure, she is my health insurance agent. She is a client for Dimitri 2020 LLC, advertiser here. So again, full disclosure for you. For any of our listeners, there's not much time left, right?
No, it's Sunday the 7th.
Okay.
That's it.
And what happens after the 7th? What happens on the 8th?
Well, on the 8th, we have under 65. Anybody that's not on Medicare are still in their open enrollment for their health insurance.
Mm-hmm. Can we get Michaela back on for that? Can we have her come back on to talk about that?
Sure,
or you?
Sure, if she wants to.
In fact,
I won't be here.
You won't? Oh, no, you got to come back
on. Getting
too cold. No, because my sources tell me that you have a new puppy.
Oh, yes. I do. I was going to bring her today, but I didn't know how you would welcome her because I know you don't.
Well, let's.
You're not a lover.
Well, I do love. I do love animals.
Okay.
I love steak. I love bacon. I love salmon.
Uh-huh.
Love veal. Yeah. So yes, I would say I'm an animal lover. Now the big question, of course, is, by the way, the puppy's name is
Ellie.
Ellie. Mm-hmm. And what kind of puppy is this?
She's a Yorkie poo. She's portable. Yeah, so I needed a
portable. You put her in your purse or something?
Yeah, I could put her in
my
purse.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
my
God.
She has been in it.
Is she
she's like 6 pounds.
Is she housebroken?
We're working on it right now.
I don't want to be near your purse. I do not want to be near
your purse.
Well, how do you know this?
Because she doesn't.
Because she's not even housebroken. So she's purse broken, but not housebroken.
Well, yeah. Well, when she's traveling, she don't go to the bathroom.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
But she waits until you're back home where you live? Are you serious?
Or outside.
Oh, well, outside.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I could deal with the outside.
Uh-huh.
Well, look, let's do this. Again, my apologies regarding the Facebook thing is all screwed up here. In fact, I don't know what the hell.
But so since there's dead airtime, I'll just keep talking. So.
Yeah. There was a screw up here with Facebook, and it's just I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
You get all dressed up. I mean, you look wonderful. Honest to God. So let's do this. Let's do this. You come back up here with this Ellie puppy thing of yours. And once she's housebroken, and more importantly, studio broken, we can actually do something.
Yeah.
We could actually do something. Okay. I have no problem with that whatsoever. But if there is any sort of accident, then you would have to clean it up. I like you. You're a client. You're a very, very important person to all of us.
You're not going to clean up after my dog.
I like you. I don't like it that much. that's where Dimitri draws the line.
Yeah.
Even with Serena Heckathorn, who, by the way, really, honest to God, is gold. She really is just absolutely gold.
The dog doesn't rate as high. Okay.
Well, no, of course not. I mean, just, you know, the dog. It's, you know, anyway. Oh, look, it's so cute. Look at my purse.
You're going to love my dog.
If it's housebroken or studio broken, it'll be closer to being acceptable. Let's go that far. That's as far as I can. That's as far as I can take you. What else is going on with the insurance industry and Obamacare and all the problems that they had with the subsidizing and then not subsidizing? What's the latest with that?
So just to clear the air, they are still subsidizing. They do not have the enhanced subsidies that they had when they started COVID. I mean, when COVID started, they enhanced those subsidies to astronomical rates.
Yep.
But they give a lot of people a big break on that. So now they're taking that away and going straight to, you know, the normal subsidies. So people are going to see that hit a lot on their, like, a lot of folks are not going to be able to afford their health insurance. So that's why everyone's arms are up in the air. And we're the messenger. So there's a lot of upset people.
Yeah. And the thing with being the messenger, we had Michaela on here before and now you, the local media all but has ignored this story.
No, they actually went to the St. Clairsville office.
Oh, after I've been talking about it, shaming everyone. Yes, yes.
They went to the local office and they actually didn't even, you know, mention Michaela's name.
Are you
serious? They didn't mention our name or anything. They just said a local insurance agency.
That's it?
Yeah. So, but that's okay.
No, it's not okay. Yeah. The Journalism 101 says that's not okay.
I won't call out any names.
No.
But anyway.
No. Because you're too nice. You are actually too nice to do that.
So.
I, however, am not. So after you leave, you know, that's not right. I'm not going to do that.
No, so yeah, I didn't hear anyone talking about it either until you was blowing up the microphone with it. And
that was it. I mean, to me, it's a huge story.
It is. It really is. We have people crying and leaving the office because they can't afford the health insurance.
Well, what do they do?
Unless they're healthy, there's no option. Because what's available through the marketplace doesn't matter what your pre-existing conditions are. outside of the marketplace, everything's underwritten. So you need to be healthy to get more affordable insurance.
My goodness gracious. I'm going to ask you to come closer to the microphone or okay. move the mic a little bit closer to you.
Yeah.
So, so this coming year, what are we looking at here? Any kind of other changes or anything else to warn people about insurance?
Yeah, we don't know except for the very high premiums that's being quoted out now. And also for that's under 65. The Medicare is pretty stable. I mean, there wasn't a huge change like there is in the health insurance. But Medicare is the better option. So hate to wish your time away, but get 65 or as soon as you can, you know.
Race
to 65 to get on your Medicare.
That's the best advice.
That's what I can give you.
Oh, my goodness.
I just can't. We don't know what's going to happen. You know, somewhere maybe the insurance gods will kind of come out and maybe they'll extend open enrollment and increase the subsidies. Again, they have done that the year that they enhanced them. It was open enrollment carried through the summer, so June or July, and that helped a lot of people. So we don't know what's going to happen. We just, you know, we just play it by ear, and whenever, you know, we get told what's happening, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Try to help people, you know, navigate through the system and.
Okay, live exclusive interview with Serena Heckathorn. Full disclosure, she is my health insurance agent. I'm the one that tells everyone Serena Heckathorn is gold. And everybody comes in and they still say that.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people amazing? Saying that. Yeah. And you started that. Yep.
Oh, absolutely. I'm the only one who's ever talked about that. You know, Serena Heckathorn is gold, and she is. Full disclosure, she is a client for Dimitri 2020 LLC and an advertiser here on the radio station. And got somebody walked in. Yeah, can we help you? You're looking for Johnny O? Come on in. Come on over there. Hey, Johnny. Johnny, can you hear me? No, oh, can't hear him. Have a seat over here. You got a guest here. Is this great radio or what?
Yeah.
Is this great radio where some guy just walks in, our armed security guard is not here right now, probably taking a leak. And this guy's coming in for a job. Could you shout a little louder, please? Because we...
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Anyway.
So, welcome
to my career. This is my... Oh, so receptionist is the least of our... You know, we got a security guard. Just don't even get me started. Yeah, talk a little louder. Yeah, a little... Make it a little louder as you're talking. As I'm only...
Nobody's listening. They're listening to Serena. That's about it.
She's gold. This is Johnny O.
Hi, Johnny O.
See, he isn't as bad as everybody says. See? You see?
He's as bad as everybody.
Whatever's in his bag, I'll have some of it.
Jesus. God almighty. Somebody shoot me. Anyway.
Hey, we had don't tempt me.
But we had a problem with the stream and the Facebook thing. I had to talk with you about it right after the show. It's got to be... okay, thank you. All right, so I'm really sorry about that. We'll get you back on here. We'll get you back on and do something with Michaela as well. So we're almost out of time. Mm-hmm. Time flies with you.
Yeah.
You thought, well, I'm not going to really need more than 5 minutes. Well, yeah. Anyway, so I always give my guests the last word. What do you want to say to our listeners?
I just encourage people, the Medicare beneficiaries, to come into our office, call our office, and sit down before the 7th. There are some slots open on Sundays, so give us a call at 740-275-4922, option 2 for St. Clairsville, option 1 for Steubenville.
And once again, that phone number is?
740-275-4922.
Okay, and option 1?
1 for Steubenville, 2 for St. Clairsville.
Fantastic. Yeah, I keep shouting pretty loudly. That's good. That's good. Top of your lungs. Can you believe this? Can you believe this guy here? Jesus. God. You can't talk normal so I can actually do a show here? Ladies and gentlemen, hold on. We've got an issue here. Yes.
I'm talking normal.
Oh, okay, fine. All right. So if you need health insurance, Serena Heckathorn is gold. I'm dead serious.
Get deep pockets to get us some.
Don't even get me started. All right, Serena, you're a joy. I appreciate everything that you've done for Leslie and me and for everybody else. You really are gold. Anytime you want to come back on with that dog after its studio broken, then that'll be fine. You have a great day, all
okay,
right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.